You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Care to share with the class?
Dan Levitate.
Just trying to come up with top five athletes that can automatically.
All right, so I'm gonna let people see what's been happening here because I need the audience to understand what was happening. What the talent I work with on Tuesday. You want to talk about magic. What we do on Tuesdays is magic. If you saw it, if you just heard it privately, trying to huff and puff and get off the ground. Stugatz has been trying for three segments to have top five athletes who connote magic. His list sucks. All he had was Art Shell, and he's like, I need help, Cody. And so Cody was useless. For three segments, they've been going back and forth. And finally, Stugatz says to me, Dan, I'll have it for you tomorrow. I can't get it to you today. It's too hard. Five athletes who connote magic.
Not magic. A magic trick.
Yeah.
That is much more difficult.
Okay.
I am telling you.
All right. I don't doubt that. But if you had heard what was happening, grumbled under the wheezing coughing of Cody, it's Dan Levitate.
Yeah, we were workshopping.
You weren't workshopping anything. It was just, you were work shitting. The two of you were just, like, you know how you go to
Scott Hatterberg.
You go to a Sunday.
Pokey Reese.
A hat.
Frank Legerdemain.
He disappeared.
You know how you go to a Sunday brunch, and at the highest, at the table where they're cutting up the prime rib. What I get on Tuesdays is Cody and Stugatz just cutting up a giant pile of camel shit. Just slicing.
How would you like your shit? Well done? Medium rare?
It's the magic trick of Tuesdays.
El abracadabra.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Not a trick, though.
Nice.
A lot of football still going on.
Brad Hand.
There you go.
Sleight of hand.
Frank Hocus
it's
Pocus.
Great when you have to follow it up with an explanation.
You stepped all over his Frank Hocus Pocus joke.
Yeah, really. Do it
Frankie
again.
Hocus.
That's a damn shame.
Bill Occult.
Ross Tarot.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that. Now you're thinking. He's on board.
Now
he's workshopping with
boys.
Us. Workshopping it.
Do me a favor here, please, because I want to escalate the flames as high as they go on this Saquon Barkley Tiki Barber beef, which is one of the dumbest. If we're talking about the apocalypse, the earth ending, and AI consuming us, this one is the greatest. Running back from 20 years ago gets into it with, says, you're dead to me, to Saquon Barkley. Barkley says, you've been a hater since I got here. He's like, what are you talking about? I've never said anything but nice things about you. But what's happening with Saquon is just this. My position used to matter. I've used my legs all my life to get out a lot of money. They don't want me in New York. It's terrible that I got J-Ball fired and Daniel Jones can't play. Put me behind Jalen Hurts, that great Dominican quarterback, and I will tush-push my way to where the Kelseys are because it's hard playing football for the New York football giant. But if you want someone who understands how unreasonable it is to work at that position in New York, Tiki Barber is one of the few in the world who can tell you that if you don't produce at that position in that city, you'll get Don LaGreca doing something like this to an offensive lineman from this year who was blocking for Saquon Barkley, who now goes to Philadelphia where he can run behind Lane Johnson in his underwear.
They're having technical issues.
Issues?
Technical FUs?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a Freudian slip?
They've got me Lane Johnson they got back Lane in his Johnson. Underwear.
Right, there you go.
But they did. That was a technical FU from the video staff.
I meant that how I said it.
Zay Flowers.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That's great. Yeah.
It's going to have to wait till tomorrow. You're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Ah, the NFL news. It never stops. Dan, Tom Pelissero. Still doing it, huh? He has Joe Mixon signing with the Texans. How about that?
So there's a...
The rich get richer.
We may need some clarification on this because the report was that Joe Mixon was released, but now there are people whispering that this might actually be a trade between the Bengals and the Texans.
Hmm.
It may be, but I want that Don LaGreca sound of what it is like to be a running back who doesn't produce for an offensive lineman who doesn't produce, who gets the rabid rage of the bearded and... acidic LaGreca.
The person that's commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'd cut his ass. I would. How dare you? How dare you? These people pay your salary. They pay an obnoxious amount of money to park, an obnoxious amount of money for PSLs to sit there and watch this pap, and you call them hamburger flippers? What, you're so much better? I'd rather have a guy that's flipping hamburgers block than your piece of garbage ass. Who the hell are you to talk to fans like that? You piece of garbage. I hate when players do that. You're not above us. What, because you happen to play a sport? You make them, you're better than me? You're better than the people that pay your salary? These Giant fans were here before you, and they'll be here after your sorry ass is cut. What a piece of human trash. And I don't want to hear some apology. I don't want to hear, oh, I was taken out of context. I didn't mean, I don't want to hear, done. Done. I would cut his fat ass. Oh, if I'm John Mara, I call him into the office and say, you were a first-round pick, but you're not worth anything. You don't talk to our fans that way. You don't talk to me that way. You are out of a job.
I
you should
with
boo
you.
Him. If you see him in the Mall of Willowbrook, boo his ass. If you see him on the DMV, boo him. Don't stop booing him. If he goes to the Pro Bowl, boo him. If he wins a Super Bowl, boo his sorry ass! Screw that guy! Oh, I mean, that angers me! We're not nobody. Flipping, but how do you condescend to people that pay to watch you play? Poorly, I might add.
Really bad.
I hate players like that.
I thought it was going to end. I was going to say...
Totally reasonable. Totally reasonable.
New York Drive Time Radio, man.
Nothing like it.
The NFL news. It never stops, Dan. Jordan Schultz from the Bleacher Report is reporting Jameis Winston to the Browns.
Little backup.
Everyone watch Mike's reaction here.
Mike?
Hey, I mean, this does fill a need. They are losing a quarterback that throws about 5 interceptions a game.
Jameis.
Naheem Himes, too. Not that I'm paying attention.
I'd love for you.
Back from a jet ski injury, by the way. Is Flacco just out there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Patriots, maybe.
Some team's going to win the lottery.
Nobody wants to play for the Patriots.
Well, Flacco will play anywhere.
I don't think so. No one wants to play for the Patriots.
Jameis to the Patriots would have been great, right, Greg? Yeah.
Who do they have now that Mac is gone?
This
do they
is
have
the
anybody?
This is the new and improved Dan Lebatar show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Dan Le Batard.
I'm going to get some golf ASMR.
Stugatz.
Oh, me.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Yesterday on the show, Stugatz, I believe we had one of the most disrespectful, blasphemous things said toward me, about me, on the show by people who work with us. During the seven-hour Oscar extravaganza, and I will thank the audience again for making that a giant success. I will thank Ben Lyons, Adnan Virk, David Sampson, and a cast of a whole lot of people here who on Sunday just rose up because we wanted to try a different thing and produced something.
I'm Jeffrey Lyons, Ben's dad.
That was really fun and magical. If you don't even like the Oscars, you enjoyed the second screen experience of Adnan Virk and David Sampson, knowing a lot about the movies, knowing a lot about the categories, and our show bouncing off of them. But during that, I very lovingly brought popcorn. A few of you, I think Mike Ryan's the only one to have had the popcorn before Sunday, or if any of you others ever had the very proud Le Batard recipe gourmet popcorn, or is Mike Ryan the only one to have ever had it around here?
It makes me think about the pandemic and a lot of people, because today's the day after. It's a four-year anniversary of George Sedano calling for the indefinite suspension of Rudy Gobert. Right. A lot of people are getting all nostalgic about the lockdown. And yeah, that's one of the lockdown memories that I have, is having the popcorn, which I thought was very good.
But Lucy tried it and said it's weird, and then ate three buckets of it. And yesterday on the show, Jessica and others, I believe, alleged that the popcorn wasn't actually that good. And so I had no one here to defend it because Billy hadn't been here, Stugatz hadn't been here, and it seemed like Jessica...
Is that why you texted us on the side to defend the popcorn's honor? Because you get weird when it comes to this popcorn. Here's a prime example of how Dan gets emotional when it comes to his popcorn. His honest-to-God visceral reaction to Lucy's initial criticism was, it tastes a little weird. He just fires back, "You're weird. You're weird.
You're weird not to like my popcorn."
And she is. And I wish, looking back on it, I hadn't, I wish I had said, "You're weird, Iowa," instead of saying her whole name.
I mean, if there's something that Iowa people know, it's corn.
I'm not saying this because Dan texted
me to
say
this. Wait a minute.
But I enjoyed the popcorn.
Wait a minute. I'm going to look at what I texted you all.
It's the best popcorn.
This popcorn is so delicious.
Many are saying
so much time and hard work was spent put into this popcorn. I love
it. Okay, so it's right here, but it's stale.
Hints of coconut.
It's stale.
It's
old, man.
It's 2 days old, Greg, so I think it's stale. But I just want, for the record,
you could probably sell that.
Because I like stale popcorn.
Because
I'll buy it from you right now.
Many people have offered to buy this popcorn recipe from the Le Batard family.
Patent pending.
They would never sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky for us.
Being misrepresented here is trying to taint the jury.
Do you need a lawyer,
pool.
Dan? I can step in for you if you need one.
What I wrote to Tony, Mike, and Chris Cody yesterday is the popcorn was blasphemed and disrespected today, so stake your positions.
I am also here to tell you that
no
that
pressure
is in
there.
No way a threat coming from one of the co-founders of the company.
It wasn't a threat. I want honest appraisals of what the popcorn
Your
was.
Your job is not on the line, but reviews are coming.
If anyone's job was ever on the line around here, a whole lot of people would have been fired long before now.
That feels very threatening.
I thought the popcorn was great.
I mean, you realize how this is coming off.
I like
the popcorn, but, you know, things are subjective. It's okay if people don't like your popcorn. Dan, you are so confident in your tremendous popcorn. You don't have to worry about it. Not every single person is going to like
it. It only matters
everything.
If you like it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes.
Yep. Greg, what do you think?
Greg Cody has now eaten the two-day-old stale popcorn that has been on the desk here. And what Greg Cody's not afraid of me. He's not afraid of my threats. My threats are
empty. Be careful. You're kind of on the chopping block.
He's afraid of AI.
Yeah, yes, I am. It's actually for stale popcorn. It's tasty.
For stale popcorn.
What's the secret recipe?
No, I'm not giving that up.
I don't find like it's that difficult to make great popcorn, if we're being honest.
Huh.
And I don't mean that as a criticism. I'm sure yours is above average.
I'll do a popcorn. I'll do a popcorn off.
Oh, wow.
I'll do it.
You really had to drag that one out of him.
I'll do it.
I mean, I'm ready. I lost to Bellamy, who made a turkey.
Oh, yeah. You guys turked each other off that one time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Turk off.
I'm on the comeback trail. Right.
Can't wait to see you two popping each other.
Pop off.
Mm-hmm.
I have in front of me, and I don't think this is a good idea. It wasn't well executed the last time we tried it, Stu Gotts. They now have gone to artificial intelligence and actually produced a back in my day using whether it's ChatGPT or one of the artificial intelligences. But when we've tried this before, it hasn't worked. It's not as good as the lazy one that Greg Cody doesn't do every week.
Thank you.
Artificial intelligence hasn't gotten any better over the last 2 months.
Oh, yes, it has.
From what I'm looking at here.
Oh, really? Because whenever we ask it to write back in my day, that's all data. It is learning from its previous mistakes. Right. So the more that you ask it to make these back in my days, the better it's going to be.
Do you want me to try and read some of this?
Because let's have you make your popcorn, Greg make his popcorn, AI. And AI make a popcorn.
I like that.
Wow.
Dan, is your popcorn base like? Do you is it just corn you put in a thing, or do you like old Orville
Redenbacher? I use abuela's cazuela, and that's the only thing I'm giving you.
Really,
guys.
Where do you get the corn from?
And I'm not giving you any more information. Oh. It's a secret ingredient.
It's just us talking now.
No, I don't trust you guys.
It's just us.
You're weird.
It's interesting. It's coconut oil.
Still eating it.
Put some coconut oil.
Not bad.
The world before AI, you ask.
Well, shouldn't we give it the whole treatment? Let's have Greg read it because, of course, I can tell it's not a Greg back in my day if it's you reading it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and give me the music.
And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
I'm only giving you half of it because I don't think you're going to last the entire one here. I don't think we're going to make it to the end
He's
of
a morning
this
man.
Without bailing on it. Thank
AI!
You.
AI! the world before AI, you ask. Let me tell you, it was different. A different time. Different era altogether. Back then, we had to rely on our own wit, hard work, and a hefty dose of luck to get by. There were no virtual assistants to schedule our days, no algorithms to predict what we'd like to eat for dinner or what movie we'd enjoy on a Friday night. We actually had to talk to people, face to face, can you imagine? And books, oh, we read those made of real paper. We turned pages, not swiped screens. I remember when a calculator was the fanciest piece of technology in a classroom. If you wanted to know something, you had to look it up in an encyclopedia. No, not online, in a real book. Sometimes in volumes so heavy, you needed two hands to lift them. And we were better for it, I tell you.
Hold on a minute.
Hold up.
Good work, Chris Cody.
It's the same pod.
The NFL news.
That's
never
not disrespectful
stops,
to your dad at all, Chris.
We'll get back to you, Greg. But Adam Schefter is reporting. Shaq Barrett, one-year deal with the Dolphins, $9 million.
Wow. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
19 and a half sacks, 1 year. Back to you, Greg.
We remembered things. Our brains were sharper, filled with all sorts of facts.
Chris,
not
it
like
needs
the
music. Hold on, Chris. It needs music. You shit yourself.
Put it up, put it up.
Chris.
I have to restart that bed, so just go ahead, Dad.
I love Mike watching him and laughing.
No, Chris, no, no. We,
it
needs
it,
music.
You
with Back in My Days.
You gotta start over?
Hell no.
No, please.
Pro. Not like the sieve-like minds of today that forget information as soon as the screen goes black. Socializing, too, was a whole different ballgame. If you wanted to see a friend, you didn't send a text. You walked over to their house and knocked on their door. Surprised them, even. Conversations happened in person over a cup of coffee, not through the cold, emotionless text on a screen. And we had to navigate the city using maps. Actual printed maps, mind you. Getting lost was part of the adventure, not something to be avoided at all costs with real-time GPS tracking and work. We did that with our hands and minds, not by telling a machine what to do and watching it execute tasks flawlessly, making human error seem like a quaint, old-fashioned concept.
It really doesn't work. It really doesn't work. He can't be replaced yet by the computers. It doesn't work. Yeah. Doesn't work. You need a couple of jokes.
I'm Greg Robot, and that's how it was back in my day.
That's funny.
That's what needs a human touch. And I'm Greg Robot is what you need. When you don't have a top five list of athlete names who can own magic, but you
magic
can go
tricks.
To, but you can go to the Greg Robot. When you got that in your holster at any point, I'm Greg Robot.
There's what I was looking for. All right, nailed it.
Excellent timing. I am scared to ask a room full of sausage the following question.
What?
Shannon Sharp on Russell Wilson. He was talking to Stephen A. Smith, and he says, quote, he's on the market. No matter how fine a chick is, no matter how many Birkin bags or Chanel purses she has, if she's on the market, what does that tell you? And Stephen A. Smith were talking about that with Shannon Sharp, and I couldn't help but laugh at the fact that I think, pretty sure, that Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith are both single. And I think, I'm pretty sure, Shannon Sharp has a whole lot of good bags.
Hmm. I don't understand what's happening because Russell Wilson did sign with the Steelers.
Right. So.
But he was just talking about the indictment.
Why is he
available? He was talking about the indictment of Russell Wilson. It was a couple of days ago. He was talking about the indictment of Russell Wilson as a quarterback because
we have video of it apparently, so we can have Shannon speak for himself. Oh wait, is that that's a different show?
Yeah. Sorry, it's just that. Speak now. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, Joy hosts.
Yeah. You all right?
What's
going on here?
Why are we laughing?
It's just speak now?
Yeah, it's just called speak with an exclamation mark.
Oh.
Yeah. Speak!
I think.
Better speak!
It's Al Pacino. Why? Al Pacino really just limped into Oppenheimer, too. That's a perfect time to turn. Speak!
Apparently, he didn't make a mistake.
No, he says that that's what the producers wanted. But, I mean, a lot of people were getting off the joke. It was funny, right? If you're 83 years old and have a baby running around, you can't be trusted to speak in front of people. You're tired. No matter how much help you've got. 83!
I owe Joy an apology. There's no exclamation mark. It's just speak.
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 Get Up used to have an exclamation mark, and then it removed the exclamation mark.
Who got the exclamation point? Where is it now? Does Fox have it? Or
I think
ESPN
E still has it.
E
owns it.
He owns it.
He owns it.
He owns it. Now it's just get up.
Get up. No urgency, though.
Who has the exclamation? So wait a minute.
Who won?
Get up.
E.
Who won?
Get up.
Also, have you noticed that the Miami Heat, whenever they have their press releases, Heat is always all caps.
I know, I hate
that.
The
way that they pronounce it, so it's the Miami Heat!
Why do you hate that?
It's just because it's illogical. It doesn't make any sense.
Get Up had an exclamation point. Where did it go?
E.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don Lebatard.
I always trip out when guys go, man, you know, offensive tackle, man, you're the hardest player. I said, please, man, your job, you a fat 300-pounder. All you have to do is stay in front of another fat 300-pounder for 3 seconds. For 3 seconds. One fat 300, other fat 300, stay in front of for 3 seconds. Mean.
Stugatz.
I got to go out here. I got to fight a dude to come off the line of scrimmage just to get into my route, go run a route, fake another dude out, go turn, catch a ball that's being projected down the field fast, flying somewhere between heaven and earth, snatch it out the air, mid-air, come down, put my foot on the ground, all while somebody trying to take my head off, and I don't get a cheer till I get in the end zone. I'm like, please, come on, man, let's be real.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
I know sports are changing fast. The world is changing fast. It's not just artificial intelligence. We are talking about silly things all the time as the skies fill with fire. But are sports moving so fast that Mookie Betts can become a shortstop? And my analysis, without having read any of that, because one of the most amazing things of my baseball lifetime is that Craig Biggio could play catcher and second base. That Mookie Betts could be so great at baseball that he could be second base, outfield, or shortstop. Is that because Mookie Betts is just that great? Or has the sport changed so much and the Dodgers have so much firepower on offense that it doesn't matter who their shortstop is because everyone's trying to hit the ball over the fence and Mookie Betts will be good enough? Like, I have not read a word about this. I simply didn't understand how Mookie Betts can be a shortstop when I imagine that to be a very difficult position to play. It's the last one on the field outside of catcher that I would want to play.
Now, I'm wading back into baseball waters this year, but the last time I paid attention to it, I'm pretty sure Mookie Betts came up, man in the hot corner.
Yeah.
He was a third
he
baseman.
He was a third baseman, yeah.
Right.
Seeing he had some experience.
And he was a shortstop in high school.
I mean, that was wild.
As most major leaguers probably were.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Were most major leaguers the shortstop in high school?
Crucky was not.
I'm surprised we don't see more of that. Honestly, because athleticism is athleticism. It's like the Marlins say, hey, Jazz Chisholm, you're fast, you're athletic. Play center field. You'll do fine. We'll instruct you. You'll have a spring training to learn it. You're a center fielder.
So you guys are unaffected by this. So one of the best baseball players we've ever seen is just flip-flopping around hardest positions on the diamond, and you guys are just shrug your shoulders on it?
I'm not unaffected by it because I looked at their lineup and I recognize a lot of names, which is pretty concerning for the rest of Major League Baseball if I know all these guys. But no, I do know Mookie Betts quite a bit, and I'm familiar with his game. And while I know it's a very difficult position to play, and you mentioned Jazz Chisholm, that's still not without its growing pains. I'm more interested in Dave Roberts' explanation of it, which is it's a permanent for now move.
Yeah.
Never really heard something referred to as that.
But fair to say this would be a bigger story in July? I mean,
it is March. We could use this now.
No, we have NFL free agency.
Winners and losers, which we have not gotten to yet. Stugats,
in July, he would be switching position in the middle of a season.
Yes, but I would just start paying attention to baseball in July.
Would be a big story, too, in the middle of the season.
You turn on the TV the first time, the Dodgers are playing, there's Mookie at shortstop.
NFL
training camps are opening.
You're not paying any attention
to baseball?
Hot dog eating contest also.
I saw you play the other day.
Free agency.
Who that is, and you didn't know that the Rangers had won the World Series.
Huh.
You're not going to pay any attention to baseball.
Nope.
You're done with baseball. The Mets spend all the money in the world, and it hasn't gotten your attention in baseball. You're finished. You should
They spent all the money in the world, and they've lost.
Should announce that you're done with baseball.
No,
you should
I'm not going to make that announcement.
You should have a press
check back in 67 games into the Mets season.
But you've already checked out on baseball.
It's football season.
Well, let's get to winners and losers. You have yesterday. This is the last 24 hours. Is any of this subject to change, or these are final determinations? You have not been this excited about anything in sports in a while, since Joe Mauer made it into the Hall of Fame.
These are the top five winners and losers from day one of free agency. It was the first ballot part of it that upset me. Okay? I mean, I'm saying he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's not. Joe Mauer, 0-10 in playoff games. I mean, the fourth best player on a team where he won the MVP. Michael Kadire had a better season. Mauer.
Is Kirk Cousins a Hall of Famer? Is he a $330 million player? He's won one playoff game.
I mean, Greg thinks he's a Hall of Famer based on the numbers. Billy thinks he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, falsehoods.
Asinine, both of you.
Pre-injury.
Asinine.
I'm extrapolating the 5 good years he has left.
Truly asinine, assuming that there will be 4 more good
coming
years
off an Achilles
in Atlanta.
7 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just unbelievable that that guy with one playoff win would be able to suck at the teat of what the billions are the NFL produces to be. It's a hard position to play, and he plays it mediocrely well. He plays it mediocrely well.
Yep.
Nice word.
Do you have losers or winners first?
I want you to go winners, losers, winners, losers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so right. Number five winner is...
WFAN. For getting a week's worth of conversation in early March where they get to rip Saquon Barkley for being a traitor.
It is fairly amazing that adults are doing this. Or is it not? Dead to me is an insult.
That Tiki's doing
in 2024, you're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you're dead to me. What is that?
And you got
to
hit him with
Sopranos. What is that?
Tony Soprano.
What is that as an insult? In 2024, you're dead to me from another adult. For going to the Eagles. Loser number five.
The listeners of WFAN. For having to endure that insane conversation for an entire week.
Yeah. But it always hooks you in, though.
Oh, it does.
Conversation. I'm gonna listen for an hour. You would love to be taking part in.
Yeah, taking calls.
Number four winner.
Running backs.
Yeah.
Because some teams still think running backs have value.
Unless you've co-hosted God Bless Football occasionally, then.
You're laughing in the face of Eckler?
That's all right. He gets it.
Does
he? East Coast now, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's big for you.
Yes, very big. Maybe I'll actually see him. I'll go meet him one time.
Number four.
All the teams that sign running backs to big contracts thinking they still have value.
Okay, this is confusing.
I'm looking at you, Chicago.
So it's everyone. That's the number four loser is the same as the number four winner.
This is
a good theme. Number three, winner.
Sam Darnold. Parlayed being a bust into the best job in sports, backup quarterback for $10 million a season.
I feel like I'm following this game. I bet I can guess the loser.
Huh.
Number three loser.
The Vikings. For signing Sam Darnold.
Wait a second.
It is. It's what happened yesterday. There's a whole lot of noise, and that's what happened yesterday. The Chiefs are still the champions. Number two.
The Jets. For finally not winning the first day of free agency.
That's a number two winner, so the number two loser is?
The Jets. For not winning the first day of free agency.
It's a good list.
Thank you.
It's a good list. Number one winner.
Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, the last time we saw him, he was losing a playoff game at home to Daniel Jones. He parlayed that and one playoff win into, and he's the greatest businessman in the history of the NFL, into a $180 million contract at the age of 36 off an Achilles tear because he tweeted out a picture of himself on a tennis court.
Chase Daniel would like a word.
Put it on the poll, please. Greatest businessman in the NFL, Jerry Jones or Kirk Cousins? And the number one loser in the NFL yesterday?
The Falcons.
That's $5.
For signing Kirk Cousins at 36 years of age off an Achilles who is 1-4 in the playoffs and 0 forever in primetime games.
Atlanta didn't want Lamar Jackson and Bill Belichick. Just going to put that out there.
He's 36. What are the Falcons
interviewed
doing?
Belichick
just going to put that out there. Didn't interview Belichick twice. No, don't need him. Let's get Kirk Cousins. Don't want Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, crazy.
That's a thing that happened in a professional football league worth billions of dollars.
Yep. Kirk Cousins, your quarterback is 40 coming off of an Achilles, and you're excited about
next
season.
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, but they're also number two on my losers.
Had a bigger cap number.
Right. I mean, the Jets are winners. I mean, just, you know.
T-Mobile backing up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think Aaron likes that because T-Mobile is one of those guys, if he gets in there, he can give you two games and all of a sudden the fans are chanting, Tyrod, Tyrod. I don't like it. Yeah.
He needs bad support like Zach Wilson after Woody Johnson said we didn't have a backup quarterback all of last year. We're going to get one this year. That's the Jets' motto right there, by the way. Yeah, we're going to win the backup quarterback. You watch. It's not going to be Zach Wilson anymore. you're going to complain about Tyrod Taylor next year when Aaron Rodgers gets injured on the first play.
Who was that guy that was terrible that went to Connecticut who was also terrible? Do you remember his name?
The guy that threw the Fail Mary?
The guy who played against the Dolphins late in the season.
What was that guy's name?
You know what? I was arguing. I remember the fisticuffs that nearly started. Was it Boyle? Was his name Boyle?
Tim Boyle?
Tim Boyle.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I remember having the argument, would Tim Boyle start for the University of Miami last season?
I remember Chris Cody being worried about the mystery of Tim Boyle.
Yes, that's right.
What a time.
It was good.
That was in November, by the way.
You were right to fear for the Dolphins. Everything collapsed after that. It just wouldn't be Tim Boyle to do it to you.
I'm not so sure. I'm still unsure about those dog legs, too.
Greg Cody's mad, I think, about what happened with the Dolphins today and the last couple of days.
They got Shaq Barrett.
Well, I'm disappointed for Dolphins fans when you lose Christian Wilkins. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I don't think you can overestimate his value to that defense coming off his best season.
I just don't get it. Prime. What's the point of rebuilding, hitting on your number one pick, and then getting rid of him immediately because you got to pay the quarterback? Like, right. What's the point of that?
Well, it's not just the quarterback. They got to pay Jalen Waddle next year, Javon Holland. They just made the decision. If you look how the Dolphins spend money, they tend to do it on the skill position guys. They're just saying, like, I don't think they wanted to lose Christian Wilkins. It's just they got to do math and they have to make some cuts. They have so much talent that people want to criticize Chris Greer. There's a lot of people that need to get paid on this team right now, and they just made the business decision. And looking at what Wilkins got, like, I think the mistake was not paying him a year ago for like 21 or 22 million. 27 a mil is ridiculous.
This is what they were doing, and you can speak to this, Greg, like how it is the math of this works. They were negotiating all of last year, and the defensive tackle who took the money is the one who got the money. These guys are best friends. Like, if you were watching Hard Knocks, it was moving to see their relationships, and they made best friends choose between who wants the money. The undrafted guy who's a lovable story, who's doing a good job, who I believe is good because of what Wilkins does, because Wilkins is the first round talent.
Yep.
Wilkins is the obvious run stuffer. He's not Aaron Donald, but that what that dude did, what I saw him do, made that defense good. That guy gave you edge rush. That guy was caving in defenses.
Yes. Yeah, I think Wilkins was their most valuable defender last year, particularly with Ramsey not playing the entire season. And it's just that when you look league-wide, the biggest losses in free agency, considering the top free agent overall was Chris Jones, who the Chiefs were able to re-sign, the biggest loss of any team in free agency right now is Christian Wilkins, for me.
The biggest one?
Yeah. Yeah, name a bigger one.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.